Collectors, let's talk about the real villain in your collection. It's not Dr. Doom, it's the dreaded box stack. You know the one, piles of sagging boxes, and the issue you need is always in the bottom box. When you lift, you pray your spine survives. If your comic boxes are stacked like a game of Jenga, it's time for Drawer Boxes, the easy access storage solution from CollectionDrawer.com. Drawer Boxes are stackable up to 6 high, but you don't have to unstack anything to get inside. Just slide out the drawer and you're opening a treasure chest of comic glory. And just like any file cabinet drawer, they'll hang open on the own while you peruse your collection, thanks to their patented box locks box anchors that secure each unit so that they won't tip. Worried about a drawer slipping out and dumping that near mint run of Ultimate Spider-Man on the floor? Not a chance, but their patented locking tabs that keep drawers securely locked into their shell until you're ready to remove them. Let's talk box sort upright dividers. They keep your comics standing tall, sorted by title, issue, era, whatever you like, and make it easy to file. No more leaning stacks causing spine cracks. So ditch the lifting, ditch the chaos. Drawer boxes turn your collection into a library, not a workout. Visit CollectionDrawer.com and start enjoying your collection today. Doesn't your first Deadpool appearance deserve better than being buried in a cardboard coffin? Is Archie done with digests? DC reveals Batman Deadpool deets. Doctor Strange gets new ongoing series. This is Comic Book Club News for August 15, 2025. Is it curtains for the classic Archie Comics digests? The staple of newsstands and supermarket checkout lines for decades seems to be going the way of the dinosaurs. Though the format won't be going away entirely, at least not yet. The kerfuffle started with 13th Dimension posting about a new digest line in a bi-monthly format that focuses on seasonal topics to make the books more evergreen on stands. However, thanks to reporting for The Beat, it seems like these less frequent digests are replacing the current line entirely. That means instead of your regular array of Archie Digest, Betty and Veronica Digest, etc., coming out nearly weekly, Archie Comics will instead be putting out 6 books a year. This, bundled with the fact that the publisher doesn't have any regularly running monthly comics and only sporadic specials, like the recent Archie meets Jay and Silent Bob crossover and the currently running Archie vs. Minor Threats miniseries, it certainly raises the question of what's next for the nearly 85-year-old Archie characters. Our suggestion? Have the Riverdale kids put on a show to raise money to save Archie Comics. That always works. More on this as it develops. What comes after Marvel's Deadpool Batman number one? Why, DC Comics Batman Deadpool number one, of course. With the first issue in the crossover hitting in September, DC has revealed a slew of details about their own crossover issue, which is hitting in November. And you know, with writer Grant Morrison at the wheel, things are about to get the full Grant Morrison treatment. Written by Morrison with art by Dan Mora, the main story in the 64-page issue finds Batman meeting Deadpool, of course, but based on PR provided to Comic Book Club, there's so much more to unpack. Here, let's turn it over to DC for a second. Quote, DC's Batman Deadpool number one isn't just a comic book crossover between iconic publishers. It's a metaphysical car crash between two storytelling philosophies. One character broods in the shadows of trauma and justice. The other cartwheels through chaos, breaking the fourth wall and occasionally the laws of physics. Together, they're forced to confront a threat that doesn't just endanger their worlds. It questions their very existence as fictional constructs. With a main story by Grant Morrison and Dan Mora, Batman Deadpool number one launches a reality bending saga that's equal parts cosmic horror, slapstick noir, and metafictional therapy session. It's the kind of comic book that knows it's a comic book, revels in being a comic book, weaponizes its comic bookiness, and dares you to keep reading anyway. Later in the provided press release, DC teases that, quote, there will be owls, there will be blades, there will be blood, there will be a giant typewriter. So yeah, you're getting the full Morrison experience here, which is, to editorialize, pretty exciting. Let's get weird, man. However, Morrison and Mora's story isn't the only event in the issue. Alongside the title bout, DC has also revealed the backup stories that will accompany it. Writers Scott Snyder, James Tynion IV, and Joshua Williamson, and artist Hayden Sherman are on a Constantine meets Doctor Strange story. Tom Taylor and Bruno Redondo, the team for the recent lauded run on Nightwing, are on a story of course, Nightwing, meeting Laura Kinney Wolverine, another character Taylor wrote a critically acclaimed run for. Probably the most unexpected matchup, Mariko Tamaki Bucky and Amanda Connor bring on a showdown between Harley Quinn and the Hulk, and G. Willow Wilson returns to the character she helped create at Marvel, Miss Marvel, alongside artist Dennis Cowan, who brings Static of Static Shock into the mix. And of course, there are also an insane amount of covers. Some highlights include a Joker Doctor Doom variant by Lee Bermejo, Hayden Sherman's cover for Constantine and Doctor Strange, and Ryan Sook's Pat cover, which homages Crisis on Infinite Earths number 7, and features a delighted Batman holding a dead Deadpool while everyone cheers. Batman Deadpool number 1 hits stores on November 19, 2025, and DC promises there are more DC and Marvel crossovers to come. Doctor Strange is no longer the Sorcerer Supreme, at least of Earth. But after the conclusion of Doctor Strange of Asgard, little Stevie will be hanging around Thor's home for a while longer in a new ongoing Doctor Strange series by Derek Landy and Ivan Fiorelli. Following up the events of next month's Doctor Strange 450 one-shot and Al Ewing and Pasquale Ferry's run on Thor, the connection between Earth and Asgard has been shattered, leaving Strange stranded. So he does what anyone would do and looks to an angel, specifically Angela, and the two of them take a journey into mystery across the other realms. The first issue finds Strange heading to Alfheim, the home of Alf, to, quote, investigate an emerging crisis. But in an unfamiliar land, can Strange prevent elves and angels from going to war over a mysterious coffin? Maybe with some help from Heaven's own Angela. Doctor Strange number 1 hits stores on December 3rd. For Comic Book Club News, I'm Alex Zalbin, and I sure hope Doctor Strange stops Alf from eating all those cats. Huh? I kill me! Got tips or stories you'd like us to cover? Email us at comicbookclublive@gmail.com. For more comic book news, reviews, and interviews, check out comicbookclublive.com. Listen early and ad-free on patreon.com/comicbookclub.